My name is Brian Franco. I'm from Brunswick, Maine. I'd like to thank Jerry, Jazz Musician, for asking me to read for the Sunday poem. My poem is titled, How I Achieved Levitation. They all lived in the Walnut Building. Satchmo blew the roof off the house. Fats Waller tickled Ivory's. Dizzy Gillespie flugled. Billie Holiday wailed. Ella Fitzgerald scatted. Sarah Vaughan redefined divine with sassy. Lena Horne created paradise from stormy weather. Sinatra crooned. Sammy Davis Jr. played every instrument with unmitigated cool. Ray Charles saw the world through his songs. Harry Belafonte deode. Benny Goodman swung. Tommy Dorsey tromboned. Buddy Rich drummed. Stan Getz saxed. Woody Herman clarinetted. Spike Jones orchestrated unconventionality. Leadbelly sat on a stool singing the blues. Barbara Streisand was there, churning butter. The Walnut Building had no elevator. All its occupants were made of vinyl. Protected by paper sleeves, then cardboard sleeves, they were carefully removed from cardboard, then paper, then placed onto a turntable. Then a needle found their grooves. Then music and voices emanated from speakers. I'd watch my father sitting in Mr. Chair, his leather Eames knockoff, breathing in through his nose as if he were breathing in fresh mountain air. He'd close his eyes, lean back, tap his feet on the orange shag carpeting, and lightly snap his fingers. He existed in the chair, but he levitated. In the family room of the Franco House at 305 Fernhill Court in Mobile, Alabama, to the left of the 1960s Danish modern wall unit was the Walnut Building. Five solid walnut cubes stacked one on top of another, just shy of 6 feet tall. Each cube with dozens of cardboard-sleeved LPs, mostly 33 and a third, and maybe a half dozen 78s. 2.5 years after Dad died, when I came home from New York to Alabama when Mom was moving to a patio home, I decided the cubes were an apartment building in Hell's Kitchen, or maybe Soho, decades before Soho was trendy. The musicians and vocalists held impromptu jam sessions, creating masterpieces that happened once, never to be recorded for the masses, never to become legendary performances at Newport, Monterey, or Montreux. The night I flew in, I sat in Dad's chair and existed in the same room with the residents of the Walnut Building. The needle grooved into the vinyl. I sunk into Mr. Chair's rutted leather, reclined, closed my eyes, and levitated.